Lecture 19, The Empire at Bay.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with the reign of the Emperor Manuel I, but not as a narrative about Byzantine history, but rather as one of two lectures that stresses what happened in the generation after the failure of the Second Crusade. In an earlier lecture, I concluded with the opinion of Odo de Douillet, the chaplain of Louis VII, frustrated over the Second Crusade, who believed that the Byzantines were really at fault. In addition, the Second Crusade, which proved to be such a disappointing crusade, has often been looked upon as the turning point in the whole history of Outremer and of Frankish Byzantine relations. And the argument runs something along these lines, that the failure to defeat Nur ad-Din, the failure to prevent him from capturing Damascus, resulted in an Islamic resurgence, the unification of Islamic Syria and Iraq, and that the days of the Crusaders were numbered, that it would become a hopeless struggle. So there's something of a direct line of a cause from the failure of the Second Crusade before the walls of Damascus in 1148 to the rise of perhaps one of the greatest of the Islamic commanders, Saladin, Salah al-Din ibn Usuf in his Arabic rendition. And that's overstating the case. As we shall see in the upcoming lectures, the rise of Saladin was somewhat extraordinary, in fact, almost, I would say, unique. And he beat all expectations in building a great Muslim state and then winning the great battle of Hattin in 1187, which brought down the kingdom of Jerusalem very unexpectedly. So in this lecture and in the coming lecture, I want to really address the question, why didn't the Second Crusade, which seemed to be such a great event, result in more immediate consequences? And again, this is a major issue because it involves all three of the civilizations, the Byzantine Empire, the Islamic world, and of course Latin Christendom with its new extension in the Levant. And in this lecture, I want to concentrate on the Byzantine world and for several reasons. First, the Second Crusade was really quite disconcerting to the Emperor Manuel I. As I mentioned, he had nothing to do with the summoning of this crusade, and in many ways he could look upon it as an infringement by these Western European kings in areas which were supposed to be under the empire's authority, particularly Antioch and the lost city of Edessa, which were cities that had acknowledged on several occasions imperial suzerainty. And second, Manuel faced all sorts of repercussions, both during and after this crusade, which preoccupied him for much of his reign and ended up sapping the military and financial resources of the Byzantine state. So at the time of Manuel's death in 1180, the Byzantine Empire was in serious trouble. It was probably not appreciated until almost 25 years later. But it is clear from what information we have now that the Byzantine Empire, the Achaemenid Empire, the great revival pulled off by Alexis in the confusion after the Battle of Manzikert had not succeeded, and that the traditional historic bureaucratic empire of the Roman East, Constantinople, was in danger of losing her traditional role as the greatest state in Christendom. By Manuel's day, it was already clear that Constantinople was on a more equal level with the European kingdoms, especially the kingdoms in Western Europe. That was simply implied by the numerous matrimonial alliances and other arrangements between Manuel and the Western courts, something that Byzantine rulers in the time of Basil II and earlier would never have considered. There was no point in marrying the rulers in the West. They were very much beneath the emperors, the Basileus, in Constantinople. So I have three aims in this this particular lecture, and that is to appreciate Manuel's position as emperor and what his goals and objectives were, what he inherited from his father and grandfather, then to look at his relationship with West Europeans, especially with the Norman Kingdom of Sicily, with the Second Crusade and the Crusader Principalities, and then look at part of the story which has not been stressed in the last several lectures but is always there. That is what happened in Asia Minor. Because as I mentioned, that Second Crusade compelled, and that's the proper verb to use, compelled Manuel to break off a very successful campaign against Konya and hurry back to his capital to receive the expected Western kings. And the failure to deal with the Seljuk Turks ultimately proved to be the demise of Manuel and the Byzantine state. It would result in another Byzantine military defeat on September 17th, 1176, in the defiles of Myrokephalon, just to the west of Konya, where an imperial army would be handed its second major defeat by Seljuk force. And that defeat would be very, very important in what would in the events that would unfold and eventually lead to the destruction of the Kingdom of Jerusalem.